Turning our attention now to the ASX, here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, where we break down the latest ASX announcements from public companies that are doing interesting things. Today's Bulls and Bears report is brought to you by Canadian-listed Novo Resources, TSX code NVO. I'm Matt Burney, and I'm joined now on 6PR by the CEO of Novo Resources, Rob Humphreyson. Hi, Rob.
Great to be here, Matt.
Novo grabbed the market's attention in 2017 following the discovery of conglomerate-style gold nuggets that resembled watermelon seeds at Purdy's Reward south of Karratha. Since then, Novo has taken investors on a wild ride, blindsiding the market recently with the purchase of the old Golden Eagle mill near Nullagine, which allowed it to get straight into production at the Beaton's Creek conglomerate gold project nearby. This week, Novo poured its first gold bar. Well, Rob, the purchase of the Golden Eagle mill stunned the market and got you straight into production. How did you come to buy it? How much did it cost? And how far is it from your Beaton's Creek conglomerate gold project?
We were delighted to be able to pick up that asset from Millennium Minerals. We bought all our assets off the receiver for around $150 million cash and equity. The deposit's around 12 kilometres from the mill, and purchasing this mill has really set us forward about 2 years in terms of our planning.
How did you manage to get it up and running so quickly? I think it was mothballed and needed a bit of work, right? What have you been doing for the last 6 months?
We've been pretty busy. We've issued about a $14 million scope to Geoengineering Services, and the mandate was to make it safe, reliable and suitable for Beaton's Creek, which meant to cater for the increasing gravity gold. These guys have done a terrific job, despite the weather, safely on time, and here's something you don't hear too often, under budget, which is fantastic. We're also in production over at the mine. We've been digging over there for a few months, straight into the high-grade stuff. It outcrops on a lot of ridges, and we've been trucking material across to the mill for the last little while.
So just how much conglomerate gold have you got at Beaton's Creek? Have you wrapped a resource around it?
We've got 900,000 ounces at just shy of 2.5 grams a tonne.
What's your projected mine life on it?
Yeah, we're looking at about a six-year mine life with about two-thirds of that resource in shallow, high-grade open pits. So at the moment, we've got about a six-year mine life, but we've got lots of opportunity to extend that.
Conglomerate-style gold was first made famous by the gold-bearing Witwatersrand Scarp in South Africa, I think goes on for about 50 kilometres, and I think it's produced probably about 20% of the world's gold to date. What are the chances you've got something similar up there in the Pilbara?
Well, we certainly hope so, Matt. What we do know is we've got just shy of 14,000 square kilometres of ground prospective for this new style of mineralisation, which a lot of people don't know is more ground in the Pilbara than the iron ore majors hold.
Rob Humphreyson from Novo Resources, thanks very much for joining me on 6PR today. And just remember, Bulls and Bears is only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney. Thanks for listening to Bulls and Bears.
For more public company CEO interviews, go to the money page at 6pr.com.au and click the public companies tab.